Time now for the Border News Roundup. Friday mornings at this time, we get a chance to check in with Marshall Helmberger. He's the editor and publisher of The Timberjay. It's a newspaper serving northeastern Minnesota. Good to talk to you again, Marshall. Thanks for being here.
Oh, happy to be here, Heidi.
Well, let's start off with a story that you covered this week about 17 teachers in Ely and a lawsuit that they have. They filed the lawsuit?
Well, in fact, they filed 17 separate lawsuits. Wow. in small claims court in Virginia. And they're claiming that the school district violated the law when they deducted a portion of their paychecks in order to recover an overpayment that the school district had apparently paid out in error. So the issue was, over a period of about 13 paychecks, the school district had overpaid teachers by a modest amount, and once they discovered that, they opted to deduct that amount to recover the funds over the course of 7 pay periods. And the teacher said that this was a violation of the law because the deductions were not authorized, and so now they're seeking recovery of 2 times the amount of the money that the school district had deducted from their checks. So it's kind of a case where I think there was probably a breakdown in communication here, and the school district possibly could have done a little bit more to try to ease the pain of recovering these funds that they had paid out in error. I mean, clearly it was the school district's fault here that they made these overpayments, and I think the teachers, it sounds like they feel that their concerns were not really addressed, and they were not adequately informed of what the school district intended to do, and that, in fact, they had the right under the law to authorize those payments, and they never did, or the recovery of those payments, and they never did that. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. I mean, you know, conciliation court doesn't always involve lawyers, but I'm sure for the school district, you're going to have somebody involved, you know, a lawyer. So, you know, it could get expensive dealing with 17 different cases. We're working on an editorial, actually, for next week's paper, urging both sides to maybe sit down and see if they can't work this one out without involving lawyers and courts and whatnot.
Yeah, we'll look forward to your editorial on the conversation. Marsh, let's move on to another story. I know I have friends who go to Camp DeNord near Ely, and it's a big deal in their families and bringing their kids. And there's some good news, actually, when it comes to YMCA camps. What's happening?
Yeah, actually, the YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities recently purchased Timberwolf Lodge and Northern Lights Lodge and Resort on Bear Island Lake. And they're using the two lodges to create a second large family camp in the Ely area. So this one, I believe, would probably be a little bit larger even than Camp DeNord. And it would be located on Bear Island Lake, which is just south of Ely, kind of between Ely and Babbitt. And a beautiful lake, and obviously it'll be very attractive for folks who would come up, a lot of them from the Twin Cities, and, you know, they'll have cabins and lodge rooms, and people will be able to spend, you know, anywhere from 4 to 7 days at the camp. And it's a Y camp, so, you know, if people can't afford, you know, the full cost, there certainly are some subsidies that would be available. And then various programs that allow, you know, underprivileged kids to come up and spend time up here in the North Country. So I'm sure this camp is going to be really popular. Those two lodges were both very nice, and the acquisition was a $4.1 million deal. So these are nice facilities, and it's going to be a big boon to the area. Obviously, a camp like this, you're dealing with quite a bit of employment, especially in the summer. And then, of course, just any time you're bringing large numbers of people up to the area on a regular basis, it's just good for, you know, the whole area. They're out there shopping, they're visiting, and falling in love with the area. And so in many cases, they'll be back to, you know, look at land and build a cabin, perhaps, and spend more time up here. So, you know, these kinds of facilities are a huge boon to the area.
Marshall, let's move on to another story now. I don't know that it's the most popular story you've ever had, but certainly on social media that spread the widest about Marilyn Turnbull, the cook at the Tower Elementary School. Is that right?
And that's right. Yes.
So tell us. We first heard about her because of. Well, actually, you tell us. Tell us about her and what's happened now.
Yeah. Well, she's been with the school district for 35 years, and she has been for much of that time. They have operated the kitchen at the Tower School on her license. I mean, she has overseen that kitchen there for many years. But throughout that whole time, the school district, for whatever reason, has classified her as an assistant cook rather than the head cook or cook manager, even though, you know, her job duties really seem to fall in line with the head cook position. She's been trying for years to get, you know, the school board or superintendents to, you know, change her classification. She says she's doing the work of a head cook, should be paid as a head cook. And, you know, like I said, it's her license that allows them to operate that kitchen. But for whatever reason, over the years, superintendents have just rebuffed her pleas. And she's now 66 and is feeling very frustrated and had reached out to us here back in October about, you know, doing a story on it. And we did. And the story got, like you mentioned, got a ton of play on social media. And it turns out that someone in our area who read the story, who had connections to the Hallinan Law Firm, this is a high-powered law firm down in the Twin Cities, they indicated that they would be interested. Marilyn did reach out to them after she was referred there, and they have agreed to take her case. And that's obviously a huge benefit to have a large firm like that in your court. And I talked to Clayton Hallinan, the senior partner there, and he indicated that they're certainly going to try initially to see if they can reach a settlement with the school district. But if not, they'll look at going to court.
Okay. Well, Marshall, thanks so much for filling us in on what's been going on this week. I know you got more papers to put out this week, so you can take some time off for your staff and solstice and holidays coming up. So we appreciate all you do for us.
Hey, we appreciate you guys for sure.
Thanks a lot.
Have a great holiday.
You too. That's the Border News Roundup. You can read and see photos at timberjay.com. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show.